Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Kama. We're up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Shor Shum Wad Lamino Veinim Wad L'Shein Amino. Let's say a shor is always goring animals that are just like it, but it never gores other types of animals. So you have an ox, and every time it sees an ox, it gores it. But every time it sees a giraffe, a zebra, a cow, it doesn't do anything. A cow's a type of ox, I guess, but whatever. Anytime it sees another type of animal, a sheep, it doesn't do anything. Or Mwad Adam Veinim Wad L'Behema. You have an animal that always gores people, but it always leaves other animals around, or more the ketanim, or more the gedolim, or it always gores young animals, never gores grown animals. Eshuhu mo'ado mishalim nezek shalim. So whenever it gores that which it already has a chazaka to have gored, it's going to pay nezek shalim. Ve'sheinam mo'ado mishalim chati nezek. But if it gores something that it typically has never done before, then it's going to pay chati nezek because it's a tam legabe that. Meaning we don't label the animal as a mo'ado the kol davar just because it's a mu'ad for one thing. It's only a mu'ad for that which it's a mu'ad for. Amru l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Harei shayu mu'ad l'shabbos v'ein mu'ad l'chol. What if the animal, you notice, only gores on Shabbos and never gores on a weekday? So amru lehem l'shabbos m'shalim nezek shalim, l'imo sechol m'shalim chatzi nezek. So good, so we'll pay nezek shalim for Shabbos and we'll pay chatzi nezek on weekdays. What does that mean? The animal knows when it's Shabbos and when it's a weekday? So the Bar Tanur explains Meshu batal mi malach v'daito zacha alav inam l'fishra b'nei adam malbushim noyim shal shabbos chashuvim ve'inav nachrim ve'ino makiram. So that either it's because the animal there's no work to be done, so the animal's getting all confident or whatever, or bored or restless, and that's why it gores on Shabbos, or because everyone's wearing very bright clothing on Shabbos, so the animal doesn't recognize anybody, so everyone seems to be a stranger, and because everyone looks like a stranger, it goes nuts and it starts goring people. This is the maisa, if we could take a moment to tell a story. This is the maisa they tell of the rugged shaver, right? That someone came to Rav Meir Simcha once in Dvinsk. A woman said that she nurses her baby, and the problem is every Shabbos comes and the baby won't take any milk from her, and she's nervous because Yontif is coming up and she doesn't know what to do. So Rav Meir Simcha said, I really don't know. So the woman went to the rugged shaver and she told the rugged shaver the same story, and the rugged shaver said, did you ask for Meir Simcha? So she said, yeah. And Rav Shav said, no. And Vas Zakra Meir Simcha. And the woman said, he didn't know. He didn't know what to do. So the Rav Shav said, it can't be. But Meir Simcha forgot enough in the Yerushalmi. It's enough in the Yerushalmi, in the fourth paragraph of Baba Kama, that an animal could be a muad for Shabbos and a tam for during the week. What? The animal knows when it's Shabbos, when it's during the week? No, so the Yerushalmi explains, because people are wearing bright clothing, which is the second interpretation of the Bar Tanur over here, the animal thinks that they're strangers, and it goes nuts when it sees bright clothing. So he says, probably your child is experiencing something similar, that the child sees bright clothing, doesn't recognize anybody, is thrown all out of sorts because it sees the Shabbos clothing. So put on your weekday dress and you'll see that the child is going to be willing to nurse. So I don't know if it's a true story or not, but that's the story they tell that makes you remember this explanation of Yerushalmi about our Mishnah. Emasaihu tam, and then when is the animal a tam? How can it ever become a tam for Shabbos again? Mishiach sebo shlosha yimei Shabbosos. If it goes three Shabbosos without goring. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Shor shal yisrael shenog shor shal hegdish. If you have a regular shor that's owned by a Jewish person and a gore is a shor that's owned by hegdish, v'shal hegdish shenog shor shal yisrael, or vice versa, pater. You don't have to pay for the damages. Shenemar sharei ehu, because the pasuk says sharei ehu, so it sounds like they both have to be velo shor shal hegdish. That of course a sharei ehu and not a shor of hegdish. Shor shel yisrael shenog shor shel rechavim pater v'shal rechavim shenog shor shel yisrael bein tam bein muad v'shalim nezek shalim. Now there's a discrepancy in the halacha when it comes to navi chavim. If a Jewish owned shor gores a non Jewish owned shor, so the Jewish owner does not pay anything. But vice versa, the non Jewish owner has to pay nezek shalim even though it's a tam. So that's one of those halachos that caused the Romans to be very upset about the Torah, right? That's they're upset at the Chachamim about the Torah, that it seemed unfair to them that the halacha is not the same in both directions. So let's review what we learned today. So we learned first Paradal Mishnah Beis, where we said if a shor is a muad for its own min and not a muad for another min, or it's a muad for Adam but not a muad for animals, or it's a muad for small animals, not a muad for large animals. So whatever it's a muad for, it pays nezek shalim. Whatever it's not a muad for, it pays chatzi nezek. So the Chum says to Rabbi Yehuda, what about a muad for Shabbos and not a muad for weekdays? He says, yeah, so for Shabbos it pays nezek shalim, weekdays it pays chatzi nezek. And the only way it could ever go back to being a tam for Shabbos is if three Shabbos was passed without it doing anything. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a regular Jewish owned shor gores a hegdash shor or vice versa, it's pater because shor re'ehu. But if a Jewish owned shor gores a non-Jewish owned shor, it's going to be pater. Whereas a non-Jewish owned shor gores a Jewish owned shor, it's going to pay nezek shalem even if it's a tam. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.